我们大家同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做见证。
A quote that has often stuck in my mind is, "We can choose our friends, but we cannot choose our family."
有一句谚语常常让我想起，那就是我们可以选择我们的朋友，但是不能选择我们的家人。
And what moved me to testify was when we actually had a room sharing about remembering our favorite memory with our family.
那我之所以今天会在这里做见证，那是因为在前几晚我们有个分享，要分享我们跟我们家人最难忘的日子。
So many of us have our own great trial.
我们每一个人都有我们自己所要遇到的患难。
And for myself, one of my greatest trials has been my family.
那对我而言，我其中的一个大患难就是我的家人。
And I know for many of us, when we bring up the word family, it can evoke a great struggle or hurt.
我知道，当我们每次提到家庭的时候，对在座的有一些人，可能是带来的是伤痛，还有不愉快的回忆。
My dad was very tough to get along with.
我爸爸是一个非常难相处的人。
And he was very tough on my brother and I.
他对我和我的哥哥也非常的严厉。
Growing up, I didn't understand a lot of his thinking.
长大的这个过程中，很多时候我不了解他的想法。
And I acted and thought very selfishly and immaturely.
那我通常会很自私的去回应。
We didn't really even have like a communicative relationship.
我们之间也没有一个很好的沟通。
The relationship was more like it was more do this and do that, and that's the end of it.
那我跟他的关系常常就是基于他叫我去做这个或做那个，就只有这样子而已。
And if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to make sense.
如果他要我做的并没有和任何的逻辑，其实一点都没有关系，因为他要我做，我就必须去做。
And because of this, I talked back and gave attitude.
也因为这样子，所以常常我会给我爸爸态度。
Was ungrateful and was completely blind about the things he did for the family.
我并不感恩他为家庭所做的一切。
Because all I could concentrate on.My energy was on his temper.
因为我一切的精力都花在去注意他的脾气。
There were times when it was so bad that I had thoughts and wondered if I had grown up in a better family.
那有时候，他的脾气来的时候，我会想说，我是不是生长在错的误的家庭。
So when I was in a junior in high school, my dad had his first liver transplant.
我在初中的时候，我爸爸有了第一次换肝的手术。
And then in my sophomore year in college, my dad had his second liver transplant.
那我在大学的时候，我爸爸有了第二次换肝的手术。
And it wasn't until my dad had his second liver transplant that life for all of us drastically changed.
那到了我爸爸有第二次换肝的手术的时候，对于我们的家庭生活来说，有了很大的改变。
When my dad had his second liver transplant,during the surgery, he had a stroke during the operation.
在我爸爸有第二次换肝手术的期间，在手术台上，他有他中风。
And because of it, it left him disabled.
也因为这样子，所以他开始他变成了行动不方便。
And from that point on, he couldn't eat through his mouth and became mute.
从那一次开始。他再也没有办法用嘴来 吃东西，然后也没有办法讲话。
And he communicated because he couldn't talk. He could only make sounds, so he communicated through an alphabet board.
因为他没有办法讲话，所以他唯一的沟通方式就是透过一个纸板，就是有英文字母的纸板。
And he had to spell everything out in English, and he doesn't have really good English.
那他必须要讲什么，就要用那个纸板把它拼出来。但是本身他的英文底子并不好。
He had another large surgery, where he had more than half of his intestines removed because it failed.
那之后他又有经过了另外一次的大手术，因为他肠子多于一半以上都已经坏死了。
And he had to remove more than 15 feet of his intestines because it couldn't function because he built up so much scar tissue from his two large surgeries.
那有超过15英尺的肠子需要移除，因为他那个都已经坏死了，然后有太多的累积。
And since he couldn't eat through his mouth because he could not swallow, we had to feed him through a G-tube that is through his stomach.
那也因为他没有办法吃东西，因为他没有办法吞，所以我们必须透过管子来喂我爸爸。
And there were times that either my mom, my brother, I had to help him in the bathroom or help him change his clothes because he couldn't do it himself.
那很多时候我妈妈我哥哥或甚至是我必须要帮我爸爸换衣服，因为这样子的动作是他自己无法达成的。
You know, I just try to imagine, you know, you've been so independent all your life.
你想一想一个已经这么可以自主的人。
You work, you provide for your family, you go out with your friends, you can go to the bathroom, change your own clothes, and do everything by yourself.
他曾经可以为这个家庭供应，他可以有他的朋友，他可以自己吃饭，自己行动，他可以甚至自己换衣服。
But one day, you wake up the next morning, and everything that you seem normal just changes.
但是一个早上就这样子睡一觉起来，一切以为可以正常的事情都不可以再做了。
You can't do anything on your own anymore, and you're dependent on someone with everything that you do.
你已经不再自主，你必须要依赖别人才可以生存。
For my dad, he was a very, very independent man.
而我爸爸本身就是一个很独立的人。
He took on the role of really providing for the family, and he often learned new things by himself.
他为这个家庭供应，很多时候他靠自己去学习新的事物。
And he liked to fix all things, and he...doesn't like to read manuals because he tried to figure things out on his own.
他可以自己修很多的东西，但是他又不喜欢读手册，因为他想要用靠自己的力量去找出修理的方法。
But one day all this changed.
但是这么一天来到，一切都改变了。
And, you know, when he was reeled into the surgery room after the second liver transplant, I don't think never in his mind would he have imagined that he would wake up one dayfrom becoming such an independent man to a dependent man.
我想当他进手术室的那一刻，他从来也没有想过说一个原本这么自主的人可以变成需要事事都依靠人。
And he was dependent on all of us.
他需要依靠他的家人。
And so because of this, his temper became even more short.
也因为这样子，所以他的脾气来得更烈。
And since my dad couldn't really communicate because it was all dependent on the alphabet board, or he would make up like his own sign languages.
那也因为我爸爸他没有办法完全的就依靠那个英文纸板，所以很多时候他自己发明他自己的手语。
So many frustrations, yelling, and lack of patience grew on my dad's part and on my part.
那很多的呐喊，很多的无奈，很多的生气就在我和我父亲之间慢慢的一直增加。
And taking him to the hospital every month for checkups was very difficult because my dad was a very, very stubborn man.
那每一个月我们需要带我爸爸去复检，那但是这样子的动作其实是一件非常难的事情，因为我爸爸非常的固执。
It was a harsh environment to live in, and there were many times when I questioned God about his reasons for growing up with this type of family, and I asked a lot of whys.
那在这样子的家庭环境里面是非常对我来说很困难，也因为这样子我时常去问神说为什么。
Though there were many, many tough days, there were also happy days.
虽然过得很辛苦，但是也有很快乐的日子。
Though very few, there were happy days.
虽然很少，但是他们仍然是快乐的日子。
And one of my favorite memories with my entire family was in 2007 or 2008.
那我其中最怀念的是在2007年、2008年的时候。
It was a very simple moment, but it brought a lot of joy.
虽然是一个很简单的时刻，但是它却带来了无限的回忆。
I distinctly remember my entire family in the living room. It was my dad, my mom, my brother Aaron, my sister-in-law Nancy.
我记得那是一个下午，那在客厅里面有我爸爸、我妈妈、我哥哥、我大嫂还有我。
And my sister-in-law was pregnant with her first baby too, Penelope. So it was like the entire family.
那时候我大嫂还怀着她的第一个孩子，所以那时候真的感觉就像一大家人在一起一样。
And I don't remember why we were all together, but what I do remember was all of us laughing.
我已经不记得为什么那一天我们所有人刚好都在场，但是我记得我们不断的有笑声。
My dad was in a very, very happy mood, and for the whole night, my dad was making funny faces and funny noises.
那天我爸爸的心情非常的好，所以他整个晚上都会有一些做一些鬼脸，或者是有一些奇怪的声音。
And we laughed for a good hour or of just this simple thing.
那在那短短的一个小时里面，我们没有别的，就为了这些很简单的事情不断的有笑声。
And when I think back upon it, it was such a simple moment of all the family together, just enjoying each other's company.
当我回忆的时候，我就发现在那么简单的时刻，每一个人都在场。
And another memory with my family that I will cherish for the rest of my life happened on August 6, 2010.
那有另外一个我很喜欢去回忆的，就是在2010年的8月6日。
And on Friday, August 6th at 1:30 a.m.
那是一个星期五的一点半下午早晨。
My dad had a very dangerous fever with a body temperature of about 106 degrees.
我爸爸突然间发高烧身体有106度那么烫。
And my mom called my brother and asked if he could take my dad to the hospital because it was too hard for my mom to carry him into the car.
那我妈妈就打电话给我哥哥，问他说可不可以带我爸爸去医院，因为要让他一个人带我爸爸去医院很困难。
But they decided to call 911 and the ambulance took him to the Long Beach Memorial Hospital.
但是他们决定后来叫救护车来，那他们就把他带到长堤的医院去。
And so the ER doctor said my dad had a massive infection and needed to be on life support.
那急诊室的医生说我爸爸有一个很感染，那也因为这样子，所以必须要把他用要给他换上呼吸器。
However, the nurses were able to stabilize my dad, and his body temperature slowly dropped.
那也因为他没有办法稳定他的情况，所以他的温度也慢慢开始下降。
And so, seeing that my dad was in good spirits, at around 5:00 a.m. my brother and mom went home to rest after my dad told them to go home and sleep.
看到我爸爸的情况已经开始稳定下来了，那我妈妈和我哥哥在早晨五点的时候就回到家里去休息。
And at 8 a.m., doctors called my mom and told her my dad is currently in the cardiac care unit and doesn't have much time to live.
那在那个早晨八点的时候，医生就打电话给我妈妈说，她现在在
CCU，
在加护病房吗？因为她剩下的时间不多了。
During this time, I was helping out as a counselor at NYTS here at BP.
那我记得那个时候，我刚好在伯恩教会在这边当辅导员。
I remember waking up on Friday, August 6th to multiple missed calls from my mom.
那我记得那个星期五的时候，我起来发现我电话有许多没有接到的电话是从我妈妈打来的。
I called her back immediately after waking up and she told me that my dad was in the hospital.
那我醒来之后马上拨个电话给我妈妈，那她跟我说我爸爸现在在医院。
And I could tell from my mom's voice that my dad's condition was not good.
从我妈妈的声音，我也听得出来，我爸爸的情况并不乐观。
I told the NYTS coordinator, and I quickly packed up my things and left for the hospital.
那我就把这个情况告诉了其他的辅导员。那马上我就把东西打包 就离开了这里。
I was a bit frozen in thought when I drove to the hospital.
在我去医院的路上有一点僵住了。
I had two thoughts in my mind.
在我脑海里出现了两个想法。
My first thought, I thought, maybe this is just one of those days where we have to take my dad to the hospital.
我心里告诉我自己说，或许这只是就很像平常一样，我们需要把我爸爸带到医院去。
And this has happened before, where my dad just gets checked in, he stays in the hospital for a couple of days or weeks, and he comes back home, and it was normal.
我告诉我自己说，这可能就像以往的检查一样，他们必须把他办入院手续，检查几天之后就会让他再出院。
But I had another thought.
但是另外一个想法又出现了。
Could this be it?
难道真的就是这样子了吗？
I could feel it in my bones that something about this trip to the hospital didn't feel right.
但是在内心深处总是觉得这一趟去医院并不是什么好事。
Or just it wasn't as normal as I thought it would be.
也不是像平常一样。
So when I arrived at the hospital, I saw my dad lying on the hospital bed.
当我到了医院，我看见我爸爸躺在病床上。
And right when he saw me, he started crying.
他看到我的时候，他落泪了。
And I'm not sure why he was crying.
我不太确定为什么他哭。
I'm guessing it was either because he probably knew it was his time.
我在猜想，可能或许他知道他的时间到了。
Or because he knew it was time and he could finally leave this world from suffering.
或许他知道时间到了，他终于可以离开这个世界一切的痛苦。
Or because he was just happy to see me.
又或者说他只是很高兴可以看到我。
But I choose to believe all of them.
但是我选择去相信我刚才以上所讲的一切。
But when I asked him, all he did was shake his head and continue to cry.
我问他的时候，他没有回答我，他只是不断地继续在哭。
Family and friends came throughout the day to visit my dad.
那一整天，家人还有朋友来探访我爸爸。
And he was extremely comforted to see their faces and hear their voices.
他因为他们的探访感觉到很安慰。
And we prayed throughout the day, sing his favorite hymns.
那一整天我们有祷告，唱着他最喜爱的诗歌。
And stuck by his side.
就留在守在他身边。
At around 12:30 p.m.
在十二点半的下午。
My dad began showing signs of respiratory failure.
他开始有一些呼吸困难的情况出现。
And his breathing became quite irregular.
他的呼吸变成不规律。
And his blood was also dangerously low.
那他的血压也非常的低。
We tried to make him comfortable, but he increasingly showed signs of discomfort and a little nervousness.
那我们不断想尽办法让他舒服一点，但是他一直觉得很不舒服。
We applied an oxygen mask, and the doctors advised that at this point, my dad's comfort was the most important.
那时候我们给他了呼吸器，那医生不断地提醒我们说，在这个时候让他舒服是最重要的。
We opted for a morphine drip to ease his discomfort.
我们要求打吗啡，要使他的痛苦可以减少。
So at around 1:30 p.m., my dad closed his eyes to get some rest.
在一点半的时候，我爸爸决定闭上双眼来休息。
Because he hadn't slept for 2 days.
因为他已经两天没有合过眼了。
He slept very soundly throughout the afternoon, with family and close friends by his side.
那个下午，他非常安详地睡着，他的家人还有朋友都守候在他身旁。
For the last few hours, In the hospital room, it was only my mom, my brother, and I with him.
在那个下午，剩下就是我妈妈、我哥哥还有我在旁边。
And so during this entire time, we talked to him often.
那在这段期间，我们不断地和他说话。
We held his hands.
我们握着他的手。
We stroked his hair.
我们抚着他的头发。
We prayed with him.
我们帮他跟他一起祷告
and sing hymns to him.
我们唱诗给他听。
And just thinking about this, it was I look back and I try to be like somebody seeing this image.
我回想起来就好像我站在那边看着这一切发生一样。
And it's a wonderful sight to see.
那是一个很美好的画面。
Because my dad had not slept so soundly, so comfortably, so peacefully in so many years, and just with the family together.
因为我爸爸已经好多年没有这么安详地睡着，家人都围绕在旁边。
My mom, brother, and I each had our own alone time with my dad.
我妈妈、我哥哥还有我，我们分别都有一个跟我爸爸单处的时间。
And we each had the chance to say our last words to my dad privately.
我们都有那个机会和我爸爸说上最后的几句话。
For myself, I really didn't know where to start.
我自己而言，我不知道从何说起。
And to be honest, I didn't know what to say.
那实在我也不知道和他说什么。
I mean, like, what do you say to your mom or dad when you know it will be their last day?
说实在的，当你知道你那是你父母亲的最后一天的时候，你又可以跟他们说什么呢？
And I never imagined that I would have to think about saying my last words to my dad, but I enter my dad's room.
那我也从来没有想过，在那一天来到的时候，我应该要说什么。那这样子的情况下，我进了房间。
I entered his room and just sat really close to him and held his hand.
我跟他坐得很近，我握着他的手。
He had his eyes closed and his hands were very cold.
他的眼睛是合上的，他的手非常的冰冷。
And I asked him if he could hear me to please squeeze my hand.
那我跟他说，如果你听得到我的声音，就就是捏一捏我的手。
And he squeezed it.
那他就捏了我的手。
I remember everything that I said to my dad.
我记得我跟我父亲所讲的一切的话。
I told him, sorry for so many things that I did to make him sad.
我跟他说，对于我让你做的，我做的很多事情，让你忧心的事情，我很抱歉。
I told him, sorry for being such a disobedient daughter.
我跟他说很对不起，我是一个不顺服的女儿。
I remember telling him my favorite moments I had with him.
我记得我跟他说我最怀念的日子。
I remember thanking him for all the things he did for me.
我记得我感谢他为我所做的一切。
For providing for me in my studies.
在我读书的时候的供应。
For taking me out to my favorite restaurant when I was young every time it was my birthday.
在我小时候，每当生日到的时候，他总是会带我上我最喜欢的餐厅。
I thanked him for putting up with me when I talked back or gave him an attitude.
我谢谢他忍耐我，我的态，我给他的不良的态度，还有我的我的回话。
I thanked him for raising me in the Lord and teaching me values.
我感谢他在主里把我带大，感谢他给我一个价值。
I told him my future plans and what I hope for in the future.
我告诉他我未来的计划以及我对未来的期望。
And there were so many other things I told him that I didn't want to regret not saying.
我记得我跟他说了好多好多话，因为我不想后悔忘了告诉他。
And lastly, I told him that I loved him very much and I thanked him for being a good dad.
到最后我跟他说我很感谢他所做的一切，我也谢谢他是一个很好的父亲。
And so for the next 3 to 4 hours, my brother, mom, and I just sat and held his hand.
在后面的三五个钟头，我妈妈和我哥哥跟我就轮流握着他的手。
We didn't say anything, but just reassured my dad that we were there.
我们什么其实没有多说什么，我们只是让他确定我们就守在他的后旁边。
Quietness in the room was beautiful, and it was the closest we all felt with each other.
那个房间虽然非常的宁静，但是那个感觉是非常的亲近。
And I really, really felt that the Lord gave us this time to cherish together.
那我真的感受到神给我们这个时间，让我们可以再一次的彼此珍惜对方。
That these last couple of hours together as a family,
就是在最后这几个钟头，一家人就守在一起。
A nurse came into the room and told us that when he passes away, it might not be a really good sight to see.
有一个护士进来提醒我们说， 当我爸爸时间到要走的时候，可能那样的景象并不是非常的美观。
Because with my dad's condition, the nurse said that a person like him, when he passes away, it would sound and look like a person is gasping for air.
那他跟我们说，像他这样子情况的病人，每当要走的时候，会觉得很像他要窒息一样。
And it's kind of like a fish out of water.
就很像一条死鱼，一条鱼浮在水面上，即将要死。
And so the nurse warned us that we probably don't want to see him like this before he passes away.
所以护士就提醒我们说，或许我们不愿意见到最后的景象。
But all of us decided that we would be by my dad's side.
但是最后我们还是决定要守在我父亲的身旁。
So finally, by 10:30 p.m., my dad's heart rate, breathing rate, and his blood pressure had dropped really low.
到了晚上十点半，我父亲的血压、心跳、呼吸已经慢慢几乎降到很微薄了。
And we knew that the time had come.
我们也认知到时候即将到。
So with my mom, Aaron, Nancy, and myself, we watched him slowly fade.
那我哥哥大嫂，我妈妈还有我，看到我爸爸的生命就这样一点一滴的慢慢的流失掉。
His breathing started to become very low and slow.
他的呼吸变成非常的慢，非常的低。
And I was personally waiting for the scene that the nurse described about my dad.
那我个人呢，我已经预备好要马上看到刚才护士对我们说的可能会发生的景象。
Thank God, it wasn't the case.
但是非常感谢神，并没有发生。
My dad was as peaceful as a baby sleeping.
我父亲就如同婴孩睡着一般一样。
And we watched my dad go into eternal peace and heavenly rest.
我们就眼看着我父亲就这样子去了永远的平安。
So at 10:40 p.m. on Friday, August 6th.
所以在十点四十八月六日的晚上
，My dad took his last breath.
我爸爸咽下了他最后一口气。
So in the 9 hours prior to this,
所以在这个发生的九个钟头之前
，He didn't experience any pain or discomfort or stress.
他并没有任何的痛苦不安。
But for so many years, he experienced so much pain and discomfort and stress.
但是在过去的这几年来，他常常感受到很多的不安，很多的不舒服。
And so to the very last second, my dad slept peacefully and said goodbye to us in peace.
那在最后那一分钟，我爸爸咽下最后一口气，跟我们做了一个道别，他就这样子走了。
And I kissed him on the forehead and said goodbye.
我在他的额头亲吻了一下，也跟他道别。
After his passing,
在他过去之后
I was in deep distress because I felt so guilty for not being able to spend the last 2 weeks with him since I was at NYTS.
我开始觉得很内疚，因为我觉得在最后他在世的这个两个星期，我没有办法花时间跟他在一起。
But God comforted me through prayer and allowed me to realize some things.
但是神透过祷告来安慰我，使我能明白。
And He made me realize that I was blessed to go to a college that was relatively close to home.
他让我明白，我上大学的地方离家里很近。
And originally planned, my dream school was far from home.
但是原本其实我的梦想学校离家里很远的。
But I decided to go to a school that was here in SoCal.
但是最后我决定参加在南加州一间比较近的学校。
And that I was able to live at home and commute during my last year of college and graduate school so I could spend the time that I had with my dad.
那我其实是住在家里，那在这个从学校跟家庭来回的这个路程上，我也可以透过这些时间来跟我爸爸相处。
And I didn't realize any of this until after his passing.
其实一直到他走了之后，我才去明白这个道理。
So it was just to spend more time with him.
就是想要跟他多花一些时间。
Next Tuesday will mark 3 years of his passing.
那下一个星期二是他过世三周年。
But sometimes, it feels like it was just yesterday night when my dad passed away.
但是有时候觉得很像就是昨晚我爸爸才刚刚离去。
As I was reflecting after writing this testimony,
在当我写下这个见证而在回顾这一切的时候
I was overcome with thanksgiving and joy.
我除了感恩还有喜乐之外就没别的了。
Thanksgiving for the time I had with my dad.
感谢神赐给我我和我父亲的时间。
And joy for the father that I had.
而喜乐是因为我有如此一个父亲。
I miss him very much.
我非常的想念他。
And sometimes when I see my niece and nephew, I wish my dad could have met them.
有时候我看着我的子女的时候，我很希望我父亲有那个机会可以看见他们。
Sometimes I think, I wish he could see my own children in the future.
And 有时候我也希望我父亲还在世，也可以看到我以后的孩子们。
But it was all because of God's will for him.
但是这一切都有神的旨意在里面。
So oftentimes we always contemplate on the negative experiences or negative moments we have with our family.
很多时候我们停留在我们和我们家人不愉快的回忆上。
And growing up younger, that's all I thought about.
那成长的过程中我常常也是只有记起这个。
The negative often overshadows the positive.
就是不愉快的盖过那些愉快的回忆。
But with the experience that I had with my dad's passing,
但是在这次我父亲的事件上面
I realized that all of the negative experiences, they don't matter anymore.
在这一切不好的回忆中其实已经不是这么重要了。
That all we can hold on to are the good memories.
其实我们真正还可以握住的是那些好的回忆。
That God gives us these good memories to hold on to.
其实这也是从神来的，他希望我们永远回忆着。
I learned a lot about love, understanding, patience, and endurance.
我从中学习到了爱、耐心、忍耐等等。
Through growing up in this family.
在这个家庭中的成长。
And this was a family that the Lord in heaven planned for me.
这是一个神安排给我的家庭。
He knew that this was the type of family and environment that would best grow my character, grow in my spirituality, and grow as a person.
他明白说在这样子的家庭中成长可以磨练我的个性，可以锻炼我的信仰。
And so for all of us,
所以对于在座的每一个人
I say it with all my heart,
我全心全意的这样子说
that the family we are born into and the experiences that we go through,
就是我们所生长的家庭以及我们所遇到的一切
is what God wills,
都是照神的旨意的
and what God sees that will build our character, strengthen our spirituality and grow as a person.
他也是看到在这样子的环境里他可以锻炼你可以增强你的信心锻炼你的信仰
And so cherish every moment you have with your family.
所以要去把握你和你家庭的每刻
And take hold onto the good memories you have with them.
紧握着你和他们有美好的时光
Because in the end these good memories are what really matters.
因为到了最后其实这些回忆才是真正重要去值得的
So I'll end my testimony here with a hymn we sang at my dad's memorial service.
在最后，我要和大家分享在我父亲的追思典礼上面我们唱的一首诗。
And it was a hymn that spoke volumes to what I was feeling.
这首诗代表了那时候的我的感受。
And every time I sing this hymn, it reminds me of my father.
每一次我唱到这首诗，就会让我记起我的父亲。
And it reminds me of God's perfect love.
也让我想起神完美的爱。
It's hymn 367.
那就是诗367首。
His eye is on the sparrow.
(laughs) 367首，他看顾麻雀。
And I'll just read the first verse.
那我在这里念上第一节。
Why should I feel discouraged?
我为什么要灰心?
Why should the shadows come?
为什么黑影漫步, 弥漫?
Why should my heart be lonely?
为何心灵觉孤单?
And long for heaven and home.
甚至逾越尘寰。
When Jesus is my portion,
耶稣是我的良友。
My constant friend is he.
万福赐我享受。
His eye is on the sparrow.
他既看顾小麻雀。
And I know he watches me.
深知我心蒙眷佑。
His eye is on the sparrow.
他既看顾小麻雀。
And I know he watches me.
深知我必蒙眷佑。
I sing because I'm happy.
我唱因我得自由。
I sing because I'm free.
我唱因我无忧。
For his eye is on the sparrow.
我主既看顾小麻雀。
Know he watches me.
深知我必蒙眷佑。
May all the glory and praise be unto God's name.
愿一切荣耀恩典归于天上的神。
Amen.
Amen.